If you do these three actions and prompts that I gave you today, you will be ahead of 99% of the population that is on the financial freedom journey. And that includes people that are financially further down their path than you are.
Welcome to the Action Academy Podcast.
Stand back while I celebrate freedom.
The show where we help you achieve financial independence with the mindsets, methods, and actionable steps from guests who've already earned their freedom.
The flags of freedom fly.
Choose to do what you want.
What you want.
With who you want.
With who you want.
When you want.
When you want.
With another episode today. Now, here's your host, Brian Lubin.
Welcome back to another episode of the Action Academy Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Brian Lubin, bringing you the mindsets, methods, and actionable steps for you to earn freedom in your life and business. Welcome. If you are new to the show, 5 episodes a week, 3 solo shows, and 2 millionaire mentors per week. Let's get into today's show. Today's show is chapter 2 in the book of financial freedom, because here's what happens. Everyone talks about when they're going to hit financial freedom so that they can do what they want, when they want, with who they want. And they think that that is going to be them going to a tropical paradise, and they're going to lay on the beach and just relax and rest all day. And I'm here to tell you that that is not the case. So today we are going to go over 3 practical exercises that you could do to figure out what your dream and best life looks like. Why am I qualified now to talk about this? Well, my friend, I can answer that. Because I have left corporate America, hit financial freedom, and I am traveling around the world and finishing up my first month in the Greek islands. I just went to Mykonos, Santorini, and now I'm living on Crete for 2 weeks. So I am literally living the life that you think that you want to live. So let me tell you about what works and what doesn't work with this life. Firstly, I want to hit you guys with a quote. If possible, please write it down in your phone or in your notes. And that quote is this: contrast creates clarity. So what this means is that if you do not have contrast, then you cannot fully appreciate what is before you. An example of this: you cannot appreciate the day without the night. You can't appreciate a fantastic relationship unless you've had a bad one. You can't appreciate a great meal unless you've had a crappy one. Does that make sense? So the point behind all of this in the quote is that you cannot appreciate paradise without productivity. Another point that I'd like to drive home is that if you are the type of person that is listening to this podcast, I'm going to make an assumption about you, and that is that you are a hard worker. You work your ass off. You care about self-development. You care about self-improvement and being a better version of you by the end of this episode and by the end of this day than you were when you woke up this morning. So if you are that type of person, I can almost guarantee you 100% that you would not be comfortable or okay with laying on a beach and doing nothing and not improving or moving towards any discernible goals. Okay? So let's go ahead and move past this idea. It's fantastic and it's fun, but let me tell you how you can do this even better so that you can hit your financial freedom faster with a vision that pulls you there. So 3 exercises here, and I will wrap it up with some observations that I've made in this month. Exercise number 1. Journal and think about the answer to this question. What meaningful work would I do if money was no longer an object? What meaningful work would I do if money was no longer an object? Exercise number 2 is we are going to find what's called our ikigai. And ikigai is the Japanese term for one's purpose in life. And here's how you find it. You're going to draw this giant funky Venn diagram. And you can find this by Googling the term ikigai, which is I-K-I-G-A-I. And in this Venn diagram, you're going to put for the 4 circles, what you love, what the world needs, what you can be paid for, and what you are good at. So you're going to have these 4 circles, and you're going to write out everything that you can in these 4 circles. And then the circle in the very middle, where all 4 of these circles meet, is going to be your freaking sweet spot. That's going to be your zone of genius and what you can either build a business on, a partnership on, or what meaningful work that you can do when you're financially free and able to choose what you want, when you want, with who you want. Tip number three is you are going to write out a vivid vision. And this is a book by Cam Harold, which I will talk about every single week until every single one of you writes out the vision, messages me on Instagram, and tells me how it changed your life. So a vivid vision is going to be a three-year game plan for what you want your life to look like. And you're going to write this completely in present tense, and you're going to say in different sections what your dream life freaking looks like. You're going to say, I woke up this morning. This is what my day looked like. This is where I'm living. This is what my relationship looks like. This is what my business looks like. This is what my health looks like. You can go as deep into detail as you want. If you do these three actions and prompts that I gave you today, you will be ahead of 99% of the population that is on the financial freedom journey. And that includes people that are financially further down their path than you are. There's a lot of multimillionaires out there that have no idea what they actually want out of life, which is why they keep pursuing more and more and more money, but are left unfulfilled. I'll save my incoherent ramblings from my travel observations for another episode today, but I will leave you with this. The reason that I'm posting this is because now I'm actually doing it. And like I said before, I'm living the life that a lot of you want to live. And as I'm out here, it's been absolutely beautiful. The food's amazing, and I feel like I'm living a literal dream. But I will say this. If it was just this, and it was just me on the beach without the podcast, without making these episodes for you guys, without producing content, without writing my newsletter that goes out every Thursday, I would be very unfulfilled. I would be happy, but I would not be fulfilled. And I wouldn't be progressing towards any of the underlying goals that I have. So in closing, if you want more information on all of this and you want a detailed step-by-step guide on how you could do all of this for free, you can go to my website, w2toworldtravel.com. And it can also be found in the show description to where you can download a free 30-page guide that talks about all of this stuff. And you can use that so that you can figure out what your dream life looks like today. So hope you guys enjoyed. If you did, leave us a 5-star rating and a review, please and thank you. And I will let you get back to your day. Go kill it.